In an effort to deter theft, Walgreens opens up a new look. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 9th day of June. Thanks for being with us. In other news, Netflix is doing just fine, thank you very much, with their password crackdown. So, if we're in such an economic mess, how come the stock market is running like a bull? We've got an interesting answer for you. You know, we've got a report about U.S. household net worth and credit, both really do matter. Millions of dollars of Ford F-150s have been stolen, and it's a mystery. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the pay gap between men and women has cost females trillions in lost income. You ready? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us for today. And by the way, it is great to be back in our studio in the Des Moines Metro. We were in Iowa City, Iowa for 2 days at EntreFest 2023. More about that is coming up in our Sunday broadcast, Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL, noon central on Sunday. We'll have a couple of those interesting interviews for you. Hey, you want to connect with us on Twitter? Sure, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. In a concentrated effort to deter theft, Walgreens has opened a store in Chicago that has only two aisles for shoppers to peruse their everyday needs, like over-the-counter medication, bath and body care supplies, batteries, Band-Aids, and grab-and-go snacks. Most everything else that you would expect to find at the drugstore chain is, well, it's kept in an in-store fulfillment area, which is off-limits to shoppers. CNN is reporting those hidden products include color cosmetics, beer, wine, and spirits, hair color products, and gift cards. They can only be accessed for purchase through a kiosk system also set up in the store. Shoppers select and place their orders using a tablet-like device. Once the order is made, a Walgreens employee retrieves the products and packs them for pickup at a separate counter in the store. All of this sort of reminds me about back in the day when you would go to a high-end department store like J.L. Hudson's in Detroit, and there would be clerks who would then gather your items and bring them to the counter. Of course, they also had elevator operators with white gloves. So am I aging myself? Come on, no, I was just a kid. Over a year ago, Netflix started enforcing their password program in Puerto Rico and in other areas. This year, they started cracking down on password sharing in the lower 48, and it's having some dramatic results. CNN is reporting that the streaming service has seen a bigger jump in new subscriber signups as a result of the crackdown than it did in the early days of the COVID pandemic. All of that, according to data collected by streaming analytics company Antenna, which reported that Netflix had its four single largest days of new user signups in the United States in late May, in the more than 4 years the firm has been measuring that service. Congratulations, Netflix. Watch their stock. Well, here's something to chew on. The Eurozone has sunk into a recession, and some economists fear the United States is next. We're worrying about all kinds of things like rate hikes, inflation, lower spending, layoffs, surging mortgage costs, and a war in Europe. And all of that is a strange place to find a bull market. So why are there bulls running around in a bear economy? CNN says it comes down to just two letters, AI. The recent surge in market strength has been largely driven by just a few mega-cap tech stocks. After a horrible year for big tech in 2022, optimism has returned as ChatGPT has made AI the it thing in Silicon Valley. Investors are placing big bets on Alphabet, Meta, Apple, Amazon, Tesla, and others, hoping they can drive a new tech revolution with artificial intelligence. We shall see. Speaking of the markets, today the S&P 500 notched its fourth straight positive week and touched its highest level since last August. The index hit 4,300 as investors look toward new inflation data to be released next week. And those numbers from today? They are coming at you in just a bit. Here are a couple of interesting stats for you. U.S. household net worth rose by more than $3 trillion in the first quarter, and that was the largest increase since the fourth quarter of 2021. The rise was largely due to an increase in the value of equity holdings, which rose $2.4 trillion over that same period. Those gains more than offset a $617 billion drop in real estate values. Consumer credit, meanwhile, rose at the slowest pace in 2 years, rising by an annualized rate of 4.3%. Now, the message here is that if you were in the stock market, you're doing pretty well. And slower credit usage also bodes well for families, but it may take a bite from sellers. We shall see when we get more data next week. Well, here's a real head shaker for you. The Detroit Free Press is reporting that an estimated $1 million in Ford F-150 pickup trucks were stolen off lots from Metro Detroit between mid-October and mid-December. How the trucks disappeared remains a mystery. Police reports document a lack of surveillance video and vehicles parked with keys inside the vehicle. Police in at least two states have learned that Ford or its partners running the lots have failed to report the vehicles as stolen for weeks, months, or even ever. The pickups were driven off the lots to the Phoenix metro area to be sold to unsuspecting buyers, according to fuel and toll receipts provided to the Free Press. Pickup odometers reflected miles traveled between Michigan and Arizona, that according to police and court records. Police records in Michigan and in Arizona chronicle a bizarre web of activity showing how a cache of blank vehicle titles stolen in Georgia back in 2007 were used to get stolen pickups quickly sold with clean titles. When stolen vehicles are not reported stolen, title companies, auction houses, and car dealers are not alerted and they have no idea. Well, you're wondering how this works? Well, here you go. So a thief takes a vehicle from a holding lot, which are managed by Ford or the automaker's partners, and then drives it to the Phoenix metro area. Then someone submits a stolen Georgia title filled out with the Ford vehicle information and gets a new title from an actual title company. Then the vehicle has apparent legitimacy to go to the consumer pipeline through sales to various car dealers or even individuals. Now, in some incidents, the Free Press reviewed that the vehicle had changed hands four times or more prior to being discovered as stolen. The status of the vehicles today? Well, that's kind of murky, as many have been impounded by Phoenix police. Who owns them? Well, it's unclear whether the thefts were an inside job or whether the scheme could involve more than the 14 trucks that have already been impounded. Ford, by the way, has declined to provide theft data to the Detroit Free Press. What a wild, wild story. As long as we're talking about vehicles, Reuters is reporting that Tesla shares were up 5% on Friday after General Motors joined Ford in agreeing to use its electric vehicle charging network. It's a big win that analysts say could make Tesla superchargers an industry standard in the United States. The rare partnership among three of the biggest U.S. automakers ensures that more than 60% of the country's EV market can access Tesla's North American charging standard, which should make it the primary network in the country. The White House on Friday said electric vehicle charging stations using Tesla standard plugs would be eligible for billions of dollars in federal subsidies as long as they included the U.S. charging standard connection as well. Yes, it is a big deal. U.S. stock indexes finished higher on Friday, with the NASDAQ Composite booking its longest weekly winning streak since November of 2019, while the S&P 500 extended gains after technically exiting bear market territory, logging its fourth straight weekly advance. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 43 points, or 0.1%, to end at 33,877, while the S&P 500 advanced 0.1% to finish at 4,298, and the NASDAQ was up by 0.2% to close at 13,259. For the week, the S&P 500 posted a 0.4% gain and its fourth positive week in a row. It was the index's longest weekly winning streak since August 12 of 2022. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 0.1%, while the Dow Industrials rose 0.3% on a weekly basis. At news time on Friday, West Texas Intermediate crude was off by just under a buck, near $70.32 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with lost wages due to the pay gap between men and women. You know, we've shared the story in the past about how women are making less money than men and doing the very same job. But the cumulative total of lost wages is shocking. According to the Center for American Progress, the gender pay disparity has cost American women an estimated $61 trillion since 1967. The nonpartisan think tank notes that as of 2021, women make 25 cents more on the dollar compared to 1963, when they earned 59 cents versus men, and when the Equal Pay Act was signed. But at the current rate, the group said it would take until 2056 for the average woman to achieve earnings parity with men. It would take even longer for women of color. Wow. The pay gap works out to $9,954 in lost wages each year for full-time, year-round female workers. Now you know. And that is discouraging, troubling, and wrong. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. We are back on Sunday, noon central, with Insight on Business, the Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540 KXCL. We've got some great interviews from Entrefest during that show as well. All right, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.